May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, today is the eve of the Feast of the Ascension, when we mark Christ's return to heaven just prior to the gift of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. An odd story, to be sure, to contemporary people, almost folkloric, like the tales of mythological figures who were assumed into the pantheon, complete with a star or constellation in the night sky to mark their new superhuman, even deified status. But the more common approach nowadays to this miraculous event in salvation history is simply to ignore it. I recently saw a cartoon in which the disciples were all standing around on the holy mountain as Jesus is rising into glory, the bulk of the crew just completely transfixed in wonder at the sight, while one seemingly preoccupied, probably looking at his cell phone or something, pops his head up and looks and asks, "Well, what did I miss?" And the caption states, "Ascension deficit disorder." Well, whether Christ's return to heaven is simply coming, just comes too close to Pentecost, or is too arcane for us to make sense for some people, or is simply too fanciful in more skeptical minds, the church has its own case of ascension deficit disorder. But I think there's something quite impactful going on with the ascension than to just simply ignore it or to treat it as a second-class feast of the church. So what exactly are we to make of the ascension of Jesus? Well, the key might be sacramental. Church of England theologian Oliver O'Donovan has a fascinating viewpoint with respect to the sacraments. He is of the opinion that the church has, in an important sense, neglected the connection between the life of Christ in the story of salvation as the vital underpinning of the meaning and the efficacy of the sacraments. Or, to put it another way, the church has de-emphasized the story of Jesus in its approach to the sacraments in order to focus on other things, such as symbol or presence or even grace. We talk of the outward and visible sign, but we forget the sign is rooted in the narrative of the person of Jesus Christ. We talk of an inward and spiritual grace, but forget such amazing grace was secured through acts done in human history. To him, sacraments are a holy reliving of the life of Jesus. Thus, O'Donovan is quick to emphasize not only the connection between events in Christ's life, between Christ's life and things like Holy Communion and baptism, but perhaps we might be missing some other sacramental opportunities. He even suggests that we might mark other pivotal moments in Christ's life and work in a sacramental manner, much like the moment that we've gathered here to celebrate this evening, the Ascension. Besides, it's not like the Ascension is without importance to our salvation. If Christ took on our human nature in the Incarnation, our suffering in the Passion, our punishment in the Crucifixion, our new life in the Resurrection, then Christ assures us and secures for us a place as his redeemed people in the presence of God by means of his ascension. The ascension is not merely incidental. It's a vital part of Christ's work in redemption. It's part of Christ's filling all in all, as St. Paul writes to the Ephesians. Not only does Jesus bring God near to us, which we enjoy recounting every Christmas, but he brings us near to God, exalting our humanity to join him in the heavenlies. The ascension not merely is some brief hiatus waiting till the church can be filled with the Spirit. It's not merely some fanciful story about how cool and important Jesus is. See, we can prove it because the Father has beamed him up to heaven, Scotty. Jesus, as our great high priest, returned to the Father to make intercession for us and represent humanity before God. Jesus is our forerunner on the road to perfection. He's our trailblazer on the path to holiness. He's our way, our truth, our life, bringing us into a secure safety of heaven for both this life and the next. Sadly, for all its importance, we currently have no sign or ceremony in the church that truly captures the sacramental momentousness of Christ being taken up to glory and our human nature with him. Perhaps this lack of an obvious sign plus grace combo contributes to our typical treatment of this sacred feast as a kind of black sheep on the liturgical calendar. Yet I'm reticent to propose any new rites for the church, since we liturgical types run the risk of substituting the beauty of holiness inherent in the idea of our human nature being glorified in heaven with Christ, instead substituting it with the holiness of beauty, of having some new pretty ceremony. Or worse, we might deny our fallible, sinful human nature and abandon humility, thinking of ourselves as somehow perfect on earth now, forgetting not that only in Christ are we considered even remotely worthy to stand before a holy God. Besides, the feast is not about us. It's about Christ's filling all things with his loving presence, not filling our egos with delusions of grandeur. So today, we celebrate simply in scripture, song, and prayer. We joyfully celebrate that the ascended Christ has made a way for us to be sanctified now and glorified in eternity. And we humbly rely on the gift of his Spirit until that day when the image of Christ is fully formed in us when he returns. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you took our human nature to heaven, where you are seated in glory to reign over all and intercede for your people. Help us fix our minds on you, our exalted Master, that we might rejoice in the promise of a heavenly future. Strive by your Spirit to reflect your image in perfection, and humble ourselves to your benevolent and gracious reign at the right hand of the Father. All glory be to you, Holy Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.